It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Here on a rare Thursday night game, we've got basketball tonight. It's boys action as the GRC Cardinal boys with an unblemished record. They take on Pendleton County tonight. The Wildcats come in here, and we've had a triple header. The freshmen won the opening game 44-23. The JV, then they won by 20-plus. In their game, and then now we get ready for the varsity to come on as the Cardinals with a 2-0 record. They take on this Pendleton County team. Pendleton County, they began the season with three straight wins. They have dropped now their last two, and they're taking on one of the stronger teams, not just in the region, in the state, with GRC. And a little unusual for a Thursday game, but GRC can always use some games, and Bobby Baldwin here with me. I'm Joel Bennett. Cards breaking out those warm-ups tonight. They've got the Hoosier look, the Indiana striped warm-ups. I like them.
Yes, sir. The Hoosier slacks are out in force tonight, and they really look sharp.
I like that look on GRC. And, Bobby, the last game that we had, four Cardinals hit in double figures. If you look over the very small sample size of two games, that's pretty much holding true. Now, the coach is playing. Coach Cook is playing 9 to 10 guys in a game, but you've got four scoring in double figures and the fifth guy right at 8 points a game.
Yeah, eight and a half points. That's you're speaking of J.P. Gaines. And when you have that type of equality distribution-wise, then the other team really is in a pickle as to who to try to pressure the most.
The only thing I look at the Cardinals when we look at, again, this is a very small sample size, the 26.5% shooting from behind the arc. We know they're capable of shooting much, much better, and we look for that to get on point tonight. GRC, I don't think they've ever lost a game in this new arena, correct? 22 in a row? A region game?
Yeah, that's
in this arena.
No, they have not. You're exactly right. They've won a bunch, and should by all rights continue that this evening, because the team they're playing, as you said, has dropped a couple in a row to teams that aren't quite typically as strong as the ones DRC has played to date. But nevertheless, here we are. We're gonna play it out. See how it shakes out.
Pendleton County, the opponent tonight, they won, I mentioned, the first three games in a row. They defeated St. Patrick in a blowout, 91-40. 10-point win on the road at Covington Homes. Then they beat Bracken County pretty convincingly, 77-40. But then the Jersey Mike's Classic at Great Crossing, Franklin County, put it on them by 42 points in that blowout. And then it was Fleming County on the road. They beat Pendleton County pretty soundly in that game. Pendleton County coached by Mason Monroe. He's the first-year head coach at Pendleton County. Is his first head coaching job at Pendleton County. He's the third head coach they've had, Bobby, in the last 5 years. Pendleton County, they haven't had a winning season in 3 years, but in that five-year stretch where they've had three different coaches, they have gone to the region tournament three times. So the district, they can get in there by the district.
You can weave your way through it if it's not quite as strong as some of the other ones, and they've been in a position where they have been able to advance, to their credit.
And Pendleton County's last winning season, 2017-2018, they had Dante Allen, who was Mr. Kentucky Basketball that year. They won the district tournament. They had a one-point loss to Paris that year in the opening round of the tournament. Again, that's been 5 years ago. On that number five, Coach Josh Cook, as a Cardinal head coach, he is 5-0 against Pendleton County. We are inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. We will take a two-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll be back with more pregame to follow after these messages.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Boys high school basketball coming your way, brought to you by that stellar group of sponsors that we have right here on WWKY. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and again, we mentioned the freshman and the JV both have defeated Pendleton County. We've got the Wildcats playing the Cardinals here coming up after this. But UK women, I've been following that, Bobby, in the volleyball. UK women ranked number 2 in the NCAA Lincoln Regional. They played Arkansas, number 3 tonight. UK got out. They got put out 3-2 in that match.
And it was an extremely lengthy ordeal type of contest. Those girls just play their hearts out. They're tremendous. And to make it to the Final Eight, and then being there with Nebraska, if I'm not mistaken.
That's who's getting up next.
Yeah, that is an incredibly tough row to hoe, but I guarantee you one thing, I would put Arkansas up against the other number 3 seeds in those other 3 regional settings, and I guarantee you they would have gotten to the finals in at least one or two of those 3 because an incredible team, and yet you have to hand it to Coach Skinner, just a tremendous job for him and what he's been able to do in Lexington with that girls volleyball.
I agree. That squad was popular, too. You know, you and I have been to the Wildcat men's basketball games. They're out there and on the floor and getting support and Rupp Arena full there. And they even played matches in Rupp this year.
Yeah, they've had to.
A couple of years ago, the national champion. And again, as Bobby said, and that I'll echo, they had a wonderful squad and had a good run at it. Looking at some of the games that were played last night, rare Wednesday nights, the Billy Hicks Classic. Billy Hicks, RIP. Longtime coach at Scott County and at Corbin, a guy that grew up in the mountains. He's winning his coach and Kentucky High School basketball. They had a classic named after him, and it was just ironic or timely that his passing was during the time that they're honoring him with this. Ballard out of Louisville put it on Montgomery County 98-65 last night. Frederick Douglass squeaks out a one-point win over Woodford County 56-55.
Wow.
Great Crossing, the number one ranked team in the state, 82-46 over Franklin County. Scott County, a 59-50 winner over Lafayette. Again, that was in Georgetown at the Billy Hicks Classic. United Citizens Bank Shootout, Adair County beat John Harden in a mighty way, 77-33. WYMT Mountain Classic, Clay County, 10-point winner over Harlan, 67-57. And tonight there is, they call it the Eastern Kentucky Conference Tournament. Some of our sister stations with Gateway Radio Works, they've got games tonight. East Carter taking on Rowan County, Bath County playing West Carter. Madison Central will be at Estill County. We got Danville playing at Paris, Beachwood at Scott. So some games, we're not the only Thursday game, but it's a little unusual, isn't it?
Yes, but the weather is certainly nice for these schools to travel, and so it's good to get it in before bad weather, which is, it's going to be here soon enough, but it's good to get this going on a nice evening like this.
Well, and on this evening, this is an important date. And before we go to our final two-minute break,
right.
I would be remiss if I did not say this date will go down in history and infamy in our country and shaping the country that we have. It was in 1941 that Pearl Harbor was bombed in a Japanese surprise attack. And, Bobby, I look at these young men out here. I get chills. You go back, and we got a Navy vet right here with us. We got an Army vet sitting in front of us. You know, you go back in 1941, these guys were this age, and all of a sudden their world was upended.
Yeah,
we thought Great Britain and Germany had something going. Then all of a sudden they're graduating high school, and then now their life has changed.
They have gone to war, and I mean real war.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
And I heard there are six individuals still living from that Pearl Harbor bombing, six veterans that are still surviving.
God bless them all.
Yes. Well, we're going to take our final two-minute break after that tribute, but I tell you what, Bobby and I are patriots, and we're sitting beside a Navy vet, and like I said, we got an Army guy right in front of us, so let's not forget. We'll take our final two-minute set. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, opening tip-off, basketball action, all coming up right here on WWKY.
Step toward a rewarding career in the medical field. Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way today. Kentucky is...
High school basketball coming your way. We've got George Rogers Clark hosting Pendleton County tonight. So right now we're going to pause, take our final break. When we come back, tip off, game action after this.
Campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com. We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thank you.
High school basketball coming your way. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
First, from the 10th region, the Wildcats from Pendleton County High School. At guard, a senior, number one, Hunter Jack. At guard, a senior, number two, Alex Beist. At guard, a senior, number 21, Hunter Cox. At guard, a junior, number 33, Aiden Merrill. At center, a senior, number 45, Austin Kirsch. Head coach of the Wildcats, Mason Monroe. And now, let's hear it for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. At guard, a 5'10 senior, number three, Ray Sean Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number five, Malachi Ashler. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 11, Montez Gaze. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaze. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Head coach of the Cardinals squad, Mr. Josh Cook. good luck to both teams.
We get ready for this Thursday night basketball affair. This will be the third of three games tonight. GRC winning the first two, the freshman game and the JV game. Each one of those games won by more than 20 points as Pendleton County sends out on the floor tonight four seniors and a junior. They do have a 6'5 post player that'll be jumping up against the 6'4 freshman, Montez Gay. Pendleton County, they go by the nickname the Wildcats, but not wearing blue. They're wearing conversely wearing red.
This is not the first time the Cardinals and Wildcats have met in any sport, though.
Sure not. Yeah, it's different venues at different levels. We get ready to jump it up. GRC in the home white, and Pendleton County gets the tip. Cards will be going right to left, and it's Pendleton County with the ball, and Merrill drives in, checked there by Ashford. They go into the post to Kirsch. 6'5 guy elevates, missed the jump hook, rebounded by Gay. Coming off a 9-rebound effort, 15 points the other night. Cards look at a zone by Pendleton County, playing a little 1-2-2. They got two guys on the back line, and they have out on the point Alex Best at 6-1. Cards with perimeter passing. Hampton goes right side. Here's Morrison. Morrison, pull up, baseline 15-footer, missed it. Weak side rebound, put up and in by J.P. Gaines.
J.P. had the inside position, and it paid off for him.
Gaines with 8 points, 8.5 point per game average. He had 5 rebounds last game out. Cards with full court pressure, and right now a 10-second call as Alex Bias tried to run it up the floor, but 10-second count got him.
Had a couple of Card defenders in the backcourt, and they smothered him out, caused a 10-second delay.
Mason Monroe coaching Pendleton County, his first year as the Wildcats head coach. Again, the zone defense. Rayshon Hampton hits a long three. We needed to see that, Bobby.
Yeah, they've been shooting under 30% for the year as a team. Get him going, and that'll get that percentage up.
Wildcats get it in the front court. Pressure on Hunter Jack. He's double-teamed. Leave it out on top. Bias reverses it right side. Now they go straight away. Holding the ball now is Merrill, the only player that's not a senior on the floor for the Wildcats. Three-point shot put up and missed by Bias. Rebound. Merrill got it. Put it up. That won't go. Tipped out and a loose ball in the backcourt in a foot race, and Morrison got tripped up. Nothing nasty about that. Aiden Merrill and Breland Morrison trying to go after that loose ball, and it'll be Merrill with a call on a foul. Good hustle. Both players going after a loose ball. It'll be GRC with a ball underneath their goal. Cards have some nice out-of-bounds plays. See if Coach Cook's going to run one here early. 5-0, GRC leading. We played a little less than 2 minutes in this game. Gay with a ball fake. Puts up a three-point shot top of the key that's short. Coming away with it, Pendleton County. Ashford picks up Merrill as he crosses midcourt. Merrill got a step on him, kicked it out, though. They keep it on the left side now straight away. Merrill has it back over to the left side through the hands of Bist. Turnover by Pendleton County, and you know, Bobby, they can't afford many of those. They would like to shorten the game, run it just as long as they can without a turnover.
They don't need any empty trips at all.
Cards have the ball and the lead. Baseline cut by Montez Gay, and good recognition by Rayshon with a bounce pass, and Gay down in the paint got fouled, and that foul will be on Hunter Cox, his first, team second of the quarter.
Yeah, the pass quickly from the top to the corner, and then instantly Rayshon threw it down the baseline. Montez on the line. He almost had the and one, but instead will shoot two.
Gay averaging 13.5 points per game at the free throw line. He is shooting on the season, looks like 55.5%, and he makes the first one here. Second free throw, that one's short, rebounded by the 6'5 post player, Kirsch, and Pendleton County yet to score. We're approaching 5.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. GRC with a man-to-man. Cox with a pass straight away. He takes it between the circle. Gay steps out on him. He defers over to Hunter Jack. Backdoor cut. They got it to Merrill. He couldn't get a shot off. Good recognition by J.P. Gaines. Merrill calling for it. He got it. Now kicks it back over to Bias on the right side of the floor. And now the crowd and the bench of GRC applauding the defense. Bias got a little impatient, and he turned it over. Ashford with a steal. Tried to drive the paint, and there was nothing there. Ashford steps into a 25-footer and hit it.
Got the pass from the side to the top. Nailed it. Cards 9-0 here after 3 minutes.
We got time on the floor, and again, 3 minutes deep into the ball game. Cards pitching a shutout right now. They're up 9-0. Back after this one-minute break.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Pendleton County with the basketball. The Wildcats have yet to score. No personnel changes by either club. Wildcats looking at a 1-2-2 press by GRC. They break the timeline, driving left side, checked at the baseline by Breland Morrison. He's got his hands all over that ball, and they're going to call a jump ball. Hunter Jack just could not get away from Morrison, who draped himself over him, and it'll be a possession to GRC.
Well, Cards just right there. Johnny on the spot, like, and able to cause that tie-up and get the ball.
Now full court pressure by Pendleton County. Three passes, and the Cards break the press. That's what you would like to do on a press, is break it with a pass and not the dribble. Three passes, and Gay will be at the free throw line with the second foul called on Hunter Cox, team third of this quarter.
Yeah, got a pass from across midcourt to the wing, and then a touch pass to the lane, and Montez fouled going up.
And he makes the first free throw. He is now 2 of 3 at the foul line. Personnel change for Pendleton County. Cox, who picked up a couple of fouls, goes out, and they bring into the ball game Luke Gregg, 6-foot-tall junior. Everybody on Pendleton County's team, with the exception of three players, are 6 feet tall or taller. Second free throw missed. Gay got his own board after he missed, and Ashford kept it alive, and Pendleton County denies GRC, but it's a 10-0 Cardinal lead. Wildcats with the ball. Ashford turning Merrill on the dribble. A lot of dribbling. Wants to get rid of it. Hooks Ashford. Got by him. Throws up a runner. Not there. Rebounded by J.P. Gaines. Gaines dribbling through traffic. Angles to the right. They feed it to Hampton on the wing. Three ball.
Yep.
Good.
He had time to spot himself up, get organized, and he nailed his second tray.
Here's a near steal by this Cardinal press, and the pressure continues, and they're coming right at him with a 6'4 Gay with a long wingspan, and also Breland Morrison, a guy that's quick, and he's 6'2 and will shoot the gap. Gay putting pressure on Merrill, wraparound pass. Can't get it across midcourt. There's been one backcourt violation. Now they break the timeline. Driving in. Gregg kicks it over. Driving the baseline. He's cut off. First touch of the ball is Gregg. Gets it out. Merrill leaves it over there for Alex Bice. Cardinals stay with a man-to-man. They're not switching off, which they're sliding through screens. There's Gay slides through a screen. Check Merrill on the baseline.
Block.
Put shot up, put up and blocked. Releasing Rayshon Hampton, hit him with a baseball pass, and he put it in.
Boy, what a bullet, about a 60-foot bullet right to the other goal for the Deuce, 15-0 GRC.
Good release. Hampton with a steal. Got it again. He has now scored.
Wow.
He has now scored 7 in a row. Pendleton County with problems. Steal again. This time Montez Gay with the steal, and they've turned it over, they being the Wildcats, five times. And the foul is going to be on Merrill, his second. That's team fourth of the quarter. And Ashford will be at the free throw line for GRC. Ashford on the season, leading scorer and top free throw percentage as he rolls this one in. He now has 4 points in the game. Ashford averaging 16.5 points per game. Had a 25-point performance in the first game as a Cardinal player. And he's at the foul line. He's now 9 of 9 on the season.
Cards just way too strong here, and we have not, we played less than 5 minutes in this one and already have an 18-point margin.
Ashford's second free throw, that one is good as well. Wildcats yet to score, and GRC keeping the pressure on them. Wildcats with a new guy in the game, and that's Nichols. Nichols put it on the floor, and he just about lost it. Bounce pass is picked off. Ashford with a steal. 3-on-3. Driving. Finger roll. Got it at the rim.
He had a 3-on-3 that he took right to the rack. They didn't stop him. And 21 zip cards here.
7 in the game for Ashford. Long 3-point shot. That one's off the back iron. And Morrison up high for the rebound for the Cardinals. Morrison angles off to the left. Keeps his dribble alive. Pendleton County in the zone. Hampton's hit 2 threes. This one he shoots, and he shot it short. Tried to get his own rebound back, but it wouldn't go. Cards now 3 of 5 from behind the line. Pendleton County will shoot a 3. That one's missed. Rebound batted around. Coming away. GRC, 2-on-1. Hampton couldn't control it. Ashford gave him a good lead pass. Rayshon, a lefty, had it on the right side, but just couldn't quite pull it in.
Well, that was a tough angle coming up the court, but those two certainly trying to get it in the basket.
Hampton takes the inbound pass back over to Ashford, deep in the right corner on the baseline. Leave it for Hampton, back over to Ashford. Zone defense now a 2-3 by Pendleton County instead of a 1-2-2. Ashford gets a high ball screen from Gaines. They go Montez Gay, backdoor cut by Morrison, missed at the rim. Good look. Gay picked it up. He couldn't finish. Coming away with it, the Wildcats. 3-on-3, driving in, trying to make a move. Hunter Jack, checked there by Gaines. Ball fake over, now driving in, got into the paint. Nichols with a runner, put it up and put it in.
Nichols,
make that Greg with a basket.
Yeah, nice move across the lane for their first two here at the 120 mark.
Cards with a ball, big lead, 21-2, GRC. Perimeter passing by the Cardinals. Pendleton still in that zone. Morrison, he'll take a 3 from the left corner. Not there. Hampton tried to keep it alive and does. Goes out to Ashford. Morrison on the left wing straight away. Now they reverse it. Hampton drops it baseline to Gaines. Kick it out to Ashford. Malachi with a lob pass. Put it in by Montez Gay. Set up by Ashford.
Through the defense at the foul line and just put it in. It was another steal.
Picked up. Morrison bank shot. Made the leaner.
Basket by Morrison.
Tried to go behind his back and it was a mistake.
Every starter for the Cardinals have now scored. Another steal for GRC. Gay over to Rashawn Hampton. Drives in the lane. First Cardinal turnover. He lost the handle. Wildcats with a ball. And then they give it right back to GRC. Greg had pulled up, and they anticipated him to fill a lane. And 9 turnovers, Bobby, here in the first going.
Well, Dawson Nichols finally got a back tap, and it looked like they had a mini run out going the other way and couldn't even get to the rim without turning it back over.
Cards with a ball. Rayshon Hampton glances up the clock. These jumbo scoreboards. Here's a lob and a stop. Montez Gay, he got behind the defense, and Ashford put it on the money.
He put it up from about 26 feet away and right there across the lane.
And the Pendleton County Wildcats unable to get a shot off as the horn sounds. Well, it's the Cards in a mighty way. GRC with 27, Pendleton County with 2. We will take a one-minute break. Second quarter play coming your way right after this one-minute message.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
Second quarter play coming up. It's 27-2. Cardinals leading the Wildcats of Pendleton County. Bobby, all five starters have scored in the first quarter. They have forced Pendleton County into nine turnovers. They have turned those nine turnovers into 9 points.
Well, and they basically scored every conceivable way, from the deep three to the slam dunk off the alley-oop to the free throw.
New players in. Maddox Campbell, Eli Craig check in for GRC. Those two players are joined by J.P. Gaines, Malachi Ashford, and Rashawn Hampton. Pendleton County with the ball. A lot of dribbling. Trying to take some time off the clock. If they can get a high percentage shot, shorten the game, that's what they want to do. Wildcats keep it out on the perimeter. Card staying with a man-to-man. Driving in, shot put up and in. Good That's play. Alex Bias with a left-hand bank shot.
He got a lane down the left side and was able to stroke it home.
GRC with perimeter passing. Pendleton County stays in his zone. High post pass to Maddox Campbell. Hampton drops it baseline. Gaines takes it, looking, put it on the floor, and they took it away. Wildcats with a run out. Two on two. Back hustling is Campbell. Shut that down. They go now over with a turnaround shot that's good by Bias. After the card shut down the break, they did give up a basket. And I think Coach Cook's wondering where my other three players were. They had two playing defense and three trailing the play. Bobby, we've got some new spots if you want to tell us about one.
Put the unbeatable combination power of utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling today.
Thank you, sir. It'll be Cardinals with a basketball. We've played 1 minute here in the second quarter, and GRC with a 27-6 lead. Out of that timeout, it'll be Ashford, Campbell, Hampton, Gaines, and Craig on the floor. Eli Craig bluffs a three, goes to Hampton. Rashawn holds it. Now he puts it on the floor, back left side on left of the circle. Craig throw it baseline. J.P. Gaines got down deep, puts up the shot. He got pinned under the goal, but he wanted to go up, and the fact that he went up strong, he drew the foul.
Yeah, he took Hunter Jack down the baseline and could go one side or the other of the basket, decided to take it underneath, and drew the foul as a result.
Gaines makes the free throw. He has 3 points in the game to go along with a steal and a couple of rebounds.
Very, very functional senior player.
Second free throw. That one rolls off. Here come the Wildcats. Three on three. Pull up. Biased. Can't get a shot off. Throws it to his big man, Kirsch, trailing the play. And now Pendleton County will set up. GRC stays man-to-man. Three-point shot put up and hit by Hunter Jack. And they're going to call the foul. Wow, chance for the rare 4-point play. Eli Craig with a foul, his first. team first of this quarter. Are they going to say after the play?
Yeah, it had to be because he wasn't anywhere near him when he turned it loose.
It was Gaines that got down screened, and JP couldn't fight his way over the top.
Right, right.
So here's a run and jump, but Pendleton County keeps possession. They trail here 28-9. Cards tighten up. Eli Craig took it away. Lead pass to Ashford. Flip it over to Hampton. Couldn't get it on the finish, but a foul called on Dawson Nichols. That'll be his first. Team second of this quarter.
Good. Double team on the sideline by the Cards created that opportunity for Rayshon at the GRC goal.
Hampton at the line. He has 10 points in the ball game. And he rolls this free throw in. Last year, an 80% free throw shooter. He led the team. Gaines and Campbell come out. Into the game, Montez Gay returns, and first action we have for Hampton Taylor, 6'3 junior. Rayshon Hampton's free throw good. He made them both, and he'll get a little breather as Breland Morrison comes in replacing Hampton. Morrison, Gay, Ashford, Taylor, and Craig on the floor for the Cards, who lead 30-9. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Pendleton County walking it up. Greg's going to be in trouble. Double team. Throws a pass. Ashford with another steal. Drives the lane. Bounce pass. Down in the paint. Shot up and in. Morrison with an and-one opportunity.
Morrison coming in from the wing. Got the pass in the paint on the baseline. Pick it up strong, and I believe it was Kirsch who got the foul.
Yeah, it's his second. 6'5 senior. He's going to go out. They come back in with Aiden Pugh, his first action.
Yeah, that GRC ball movement just left Kirsch in trouble.
Free throw is missed, and Pendleton County claims the rebounded miss. Wildcats have it. Luke Craig, a lot of dribbling. Montez Gay on him, slides with him laterally. Cards stay with a man-to-man. They've been fighting through screens instead of jump and switch. And a lot of dribbling by Craig. He floats a pass on the baseline. Jack Hunter, make that Hunter Jack. Let me get it straight. Hunter Jack gets rid of it. Craig, again, a lot of dribbling. That's going to be a problem. Ashford already with three steals, and they're going to turn him over. You can just see he was a little too intent on dribbling.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that ball or else the officials going to take note.
30-second timeout. We'll be back after this brief message.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Cardinals with a big lead, 32-9 here in high school boys basketball, leading Pendleton County. Pendleton County closed out the first quarter with only 2 points. We've got 5:10 to go here before halftime. It'll be the Wildcats with the ball. GRC Cardinals pressing. They run and jump. Driving in. Alex Biased all the way at the rim, and it's rejected. Morrison got the block. Ashford on a run out. Malachi got it at the rim.
He just outran the Wildcats from one end to the other after Morrison got that block and got the outlet pass.
9 points in the game for Ashford. And they're going to have a backcourt violation in. Luke Craig, feel sorry for the guy. He's not having one of his best games with turnovers being plentiful. He's got one there.
Yeah, you've got to take advantage of the opportunity to pass it when your playing partner is open. And if you wait too long, these Cards are going to be like piranhas. They're going to get after you.
Gunner Woods checks in, replacing Eli Craig. He's on the perimeter, takes a pass on the right wing. Woods looks over, played a lot of minutes in the JV game. Throws a pass to Gay on the baseline. Montez tried to make a move, and he lost the ball. Here come the Wildcats, 3-on-2. Bounce pass, left wing, nothing there. Nichols can't get a shot off, so they kick it out. And a three-pointer launched up and missed by Pendleton County. They're 0-for-5 from behind the arc. And a foul is going to be on Hampton Taylor, his first team first of this quarter. Second, of this quarter. Bounce pass left in. Bounds for the Wildcats. Alex Beist takes it way out on the floor. Taylor wants to switch off, and he did. Rashawn Hampton takes the ball handler. Rashawn turned him on the dribble, sliding with him to keep it left side of the floor. Run and jump. Hampton now is taking the other assignment. He and Woods locking down these guards in the paint. They kick it out. Here's Greg with a three. That's missed. Weak side rebound taken by Pendleton County. Nichols with a fadeaway that rattled in and came off. And Morrison with a rebound for GRC. Nobody back, so he brings it in the front court. Throws it baseline to Gunner Woods. One dribble, didn't go anywhere. Float it back to Morrison between the circle. Back to Woods, return it to Morrison. Reverse it left side. Hampton with a three. That's good. He's hit three, Bobby. One from the right, one from the left, and one straight away.
You get him in rhythm, and he can be lethal, to say the least.
Cards now 4-of-7 from three-point shooting. Blowing open a 37-9 lead. Pendleton County with trouble scoring, to say the least. Here's a three-point shot off the back iron. Hamp Taylor couldn't get it. Controlled by the Wildcats, and they put up a shot. Can't score from there. Another three, and a long rebound kicks out to Pendleton County again. Their third opportunity. Coach Cook with hands on hips. He's played nine guys in this first half. Shots missed, and Rashawn Hampton with a rebound. Rashawn, left side, keeps the dribble. Crosses over with the dribble, looks at the zone, throws it all the way to baseline. Gunner Woods catch and shoot three. That's good.
That gives them a 40-9 lead here inside the final 2:30 of the first half.
Perimeter passing by Pendleton County. And a high ball screen. Luke Craig can't get anything going. Kick it over to Hunter Jack. Back to Green. He'll launch a three off the back iron. Rebound claimed by the Wildcats. And here's Montez Gay with a steal. Spinning, shooting, scoring.
Did a tremendous job of splitting two defenders with a drop step to the left side of the rim for the bucket.
Bounce pass, three-point shot in rhythm. That's good. Trailing the play, Dawson Nichols off the bench hits that three.
They needed that badly.
2-of-11, three-point shooting for Pendleton County. Cards with a ball and a 30-point lead.
Wow.
Give and go, Hampton Taylor from Montez Gay.
No dribbling, just pass the ball till you spot the man firing down the lane for the easy deuce.
1:20 to go here in this second quarter. Pendleton County with a ball. They try a pick and roll. Good defense there by Woods and Taylor. They shut that two-man game down. Coming up offering a screen is Aiden Pugh. Pick and roll again. This time Taylor shuts that one down. Montez Gay goes for the steal. He's already got a block shot and three picks. And he's going to take a seat. Maddox Campbell comes in and J.P. Gaines returns. Hampton Taylor and Montez Gay out of the game. Gaines, Campbell, Morrison, Hampton, and Woods in the game for the Cardinals. A minute to play. Pugh gets rid of it quickly. They drop it to Nichols. Three-point shot good in rhythm. He's hit a pair of threes off the bench.
Well, he was spot up. He was ready to go and nailed it.
Mid-range jumper by Morrison. He answers from the left wing. Morrison now with 6 points in the game for the Cardinals. 46-15, clock rolling. 35 seconds and counting. Pugh kicks it out. Luke Craig looking to score. Can't get it. Double team. Throw it over to Nichols. He's hit the last two and make it now the last three shots for the Wildcats.
Got the kind bounce, and he's their only real offense here in this first half.
And he's coming off the bench and trying to give them a little bit of energy. Clock 12 seconds and counting. Cards. Perimeter passing. Campbell over to Rayshon Hampton. Baseline three is good. Different guy here tonight. He struggled early, but we knew that would not last. First half comes to an end. The Cardinals of GRC with a big lead here at halftime by a score of 49-17 over the Pendleton County Wildcats. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll have a halftime show that will include game summary, stats, and comments, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys basketball team, state champion and a state runner-up in the last 2 years. Playing like that tonight, they are on pace for about a 100-point game. They lead here at halftime by a score of 49-17, and the Cardinals came out with a big lead here in the first quarter of play, and Pendleton County having a tough time scoring. The Cardinals folded out to a big lead, and Bobby, it took a while for the Wildcats to get a bucket.
2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. The Cards were up 21-0, and it took all the way till about a minute 20 left, and I should say the first quarter, before the Wildcats were finally able to get a ball to drop. And when you're down 27-2 at the end of the quarter, you can anticipate that it's not going to get much easier.
Yeah, and it's been tough. Pendleton County, they've turned the ball over 14 times, have not been that reckless. It's just been GRC with a lot of defensive pressure, and they've just got the players.
They've got the players, yes. They've got them out of their element, so to speak. They would crack the pressure, finally get into a position where if they looked to shoot, they could get a good open shot, but instead chose to put it on the deck and did a little too much dribbling from our perspective up here, and as a result, it just compounded itself. And instead of getting good looks with a chance to score and try to get under and get into that lead a little bit, they would eventually dribble themselves into a turnover, and that's what happened.
It's one thing to try to shorten the game and work the clock and take a high percentage shot, but as you say, a lot of that comes with ball movement and screens and all. Dribbling usually gets you in trouble, especially in the half court. But the Cards lead here at halftime by a score of 49 to 17. They led 27-2 at the end of the first quarter, and again 49-17 here at halftime. We'll come back after another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have team and individual stats, tell you about our broadcast schedule, that and more coming up in the halftime show back in two.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Both teams coming out of the locker rooms as the second half gets ready to go. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. It's a 49-17 lead for GRC here in boys basketball. Looking at some of the team numbers, the Cardinals shooting that three much better than they have on the season so far, although albeit a very small two-game sample size. The Cards tonight, 6 of 9 from three-point shooting, while Pendleton County, they go 3 of 12 from behind the arc. Turnovers in the game, 14 committed by Pendleton County, 3 by GRC. Cards have a 2-0 edge in second-chance scoring. Actually, they haven't missed many shots to put back in. As far as fast break scoring off turnovers, it's 11-0 edge to the Cards in that area. Free throw shooting, GRC 7 of 11. Pendleton County, they have not taken a free throw. For the Wildcats of Pendleton County, 8 points off the bench for Dawson Nichols, paces their club. 4 points for Alex Biased, 3 points for Hunter Jack. You got 2 points, Luke Gregg, and 3 other players played but failed to score. Head coach Josh Cook has been the case in the first two games. He's played 9 guys in this first half. And of the 9 guys, 7 have scored. 18 points for Rashawn Hampton in the first half. 9 scored by Malachi Ashford. 8 points for Montez Gay. 6 in the game for Breland Morrison. Other scoring, you've got 3 points for J.P. Gaines. 3 points Gunner Woods. 2 points for Hampton Taylor. Maddox Campbell and Eli Craig both played but failed to score. Bobby, he's setting into a rotation, Coach Cook, here early, but 9-10 guys play. You know, this, like you said, when I say, what does that tell you? You said be ready, huh?
That's it. Well, and you've got a long season. Injuries can crop up at any time. So the more PT that the non-starters are able to get right now can only help the team in the long run. So they've gotten after it pretty good and have played a good, solid, consistent defense here tonight. And, gee whiz, when you get out 21-0, you know you've got control of it early.
We will take our final 30-second break. We'll step aside for this brief message when we come back. Second half play coming your way right here on WWKY, back after this brief message.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals looking to try to make it a triple play tonight. They won the freshman game, they won the JV game, and now the varsity contest with a huge margin. The Cardinals leading Pendleton County 49-17.
Appear to be well on their way, no doubt.
That freshman and JV game, each one of those won by 20-plus. And the Cards with the basketball. Gay, Ashford, Hampton, Gaines, and Morrison in the lineup. Montez Gay missed a shot, got his own board. Instead of going up, he finds Morrison, baseline jumper from 10. That's missed, and coming away with it, Hunter Jack of Pendleton County.
Two great looks by the Cards. Neither win, and Montez could have put it back up himself.
I agree.
But he deferred to his...
And he makes a steal. Gay with a steal, run out by Rashawn Hampton, who put it in. He's got 20 on the night. Gay with his third steal. He's also got a block shot and 8 points in the game.
34-point lead here.
Perimeter passing by Pendleton County. They got their starters back in. Hunter Cox, who picked up two early fouls, gets it over to Merrill. Merrill, his baseline jumper from three is off the mark. Here comes Ashford with a two-on-one. They didn't stop him, and he took it to the hoop.
And that's the 36-point lead, which should mean we have a running clock for the last 7 minutes of the third quarter.
Merrill with the ball for the Wildcats. Tries to shake Rashawn Hampton. Can't do it. They go into their big post player. Kicks it out. Left-handed three-point shot put up there by Hunter Jack. He missed it, and then a power move by Austin Kirsch, who put the Jack miss back up and in.
Got the right position on the rebound, was able to stick it in.
Morrison's going to try his hand at a three, and he hits it left wing. So the Cardinals right now, 7 of 10, from three-point shooting. Pendleton County in the front court. They go into the post. Cox, turnaround 10-footer. He rolled it in. He had to work for it, but he stayed with it and put it in.
Well, and he got it up. He went straight up with that turnaround jumper and was able to get it over Gaines' outstretched arms.
56-21, Cardinals with the ball and the lead. Inside of 6 minutes to play in the third.
There we go.
Ashford banks it in straight away. What do they say, Bobby? You got to call that one?
Yeah, we ought to save a couple of those for later in the season. But he popped it right in.
Sure did. 14 in the game for Ashford. Kirsch puts it on the floor, and Rashawn Hampton nearly stole it from him. And the first-year coach at Pendleton County, Mason Monroe, takes a seat at the end of the bench. His boys are trying hard. They're just outmatched. And here's another turnover. Gaines got a deflection. Hampton with a steal over to Ashford. Driving in. Up and under. Scoop shot. Not there. Double pump. Kick it out. Hampton in three ball range. Missed it. Gaines trying to keep it alive. He can't do it. Going the other way with it. Here comes Pendleton County. Two on two. Merrill with a one-hand runner. Pretty good move right there. Their first fast break bucket.
Yeah, he got Rashawn with his back turn and went the other direction and was able to get it up off the board for the deuce.
5 minutes to play in the third. Cards, perimeter passing. Ashford, three-pointer. Good. Ashford now has 3 three-point shots in the game of his own, and the Cards continue to stroke it from outside. Pendleton County looking at the Cards playing a run and jump. Deflection by Hampton. Hustling back. Merrill beats him to the ball, but he's being trapped
and tried to get by the defense, and they're going to call a foul on Rashawn Hampton. And boy, that was one of those blow-by fouls. He must have blew on him as he went by him, because I didn't see much contact there.
Not much at all, but foul call nevertheless.
Here's an over-the-back reach. No call there. Deflected by Gay. Going to Morrison. Coast to coast for the bucket.
The Red Sea parted. Nobody wanted to stand in front of Breland blasting his way down the lane, so he dropped it home.
Ball deflected. They're going to say out of bounds, and Pendleton County coach Monroe, he's not going to protest much. He looks up the scoreboard and takes a seat. His guys are playing hard, but they're turning it over. We're midway through the third quarter, and the Cards with a 64-23 lead. Rashawn Hampton runs the point. He's between the circle, and Coach Cook calls a timeout right now. Midway through this third quarter, time on the floor, Card 64-23 lead. Back after this brief message.
Reputation as the best automotive dealership in the area with excellent sales and service to their customers. Country Time Motors offers their lifetime warranty protection program with no document or processing fees and unparalleled financing options. Integrity, honesty, and a desire to serve your transportation need with premium cars, trucks, and SUVs. You're number one with Country Time Motors. Country Time Motors, just off I-64, exit 96 in Winchester.
George Roger Clark Cardinals boys team with a big lead over Pendleton County, 64-23. Just heard from Country Time Motors. Got a little bit of everything up there, Bobby. Aluminum trailers, box trailers, flat trailers, golf carts, souped-up golf carts.
Yeah, $12,000 to $15,000 golf carts.
Yeah, big ones.
Trust me, those babies can move, too.
They will move, and all those trailers, and just a great inventory out there. Cards turn it over, a rare turnover after the timeout, and they get it right back. Ashford with a steal. Two on two. Finger roll at the rim and a whistle, a late foul, but it's only because the referee was trying to catch up with the play, as this has been a track meet up and down the floor.
It has indeed. It looked like
Big Kirsch got the foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been a track meet up and down the floor, man. And these officials getting their running in. The Cards, they like to push it. And Malachi Ashford, who came into the game 8-for-8 at the free throw line, has done nothing but increase that to 11-for-11 as he's 3-for-3 tonight, and now make it 4-for-4 at the line.
66-23, 3:36 left. Cards in total command.
Hampton playing tight defensively, and Bice gets rid of the ball. Here's Merrill, tries to turn the corner off a screen. Three-point shot put up and missed. Rashawn Hampton with the rebound. Cards keep it, and Braylon Morrison goes to the floor, needs help, throws it back to Hampton, and they say he got across midcourt. Rashawn does in a hurry. Finger roll left-handed shot, missed it. He hits the deck, slides into the post, throw it the length of the floor, and we've got a reach-in foul on Ashford. As Hunter Jack wanted to go up with a double pump, Ashford had a different idea and tried to strip him. But they get Malachi with the first foul of the night, second on the Cards.
Action fast and furious going both ways.
It'll be a non-shooting foul, surprisingly, yeah. And they're going to keep it Pendleton County with a three-point shot, and they put it up and in. Bice now with seven in the game. Cards bring it up. Ashford to the right wing. Hampton returns it straight away to Ashford. Ashford between the circle and Pendleton County. They played a zone all night. Ashford steps into a three and hits another one.
You better not lay off that young man, because he can stroke it. He's proven it from far outside the mere foul line.
4 3-pointers tonight for Ashford. Three in this third quarter. Shot put up and missed by Beist. Gaines clears the glass for GRC, hands it off to Ashford. Ashford with 2 minutes to play in the third, and the Cards leading big. He takes it off a Gaines screen. Hooks a pass over to Hampton. High post, Montez Gay. Every Cardinal touched the ball on that sequence, and it finishes with Morrison making the shot. Bobby, everybody got a touch.
And that's something. They had the ball out at the top of the key, kicked it a little bit to the left, and then got it to about 8 feet in the lane, and yet 2 feet in the lane, He got the ball for the attempted shot.
Well, Morrison missed the and one. He's 0 for 2 at the stripe, but the Cards continue that torrid pace. They lead big here as Gaines pries the ball out of the hands of Alex Beist. It'll be Wildcats ball underneath their goal. Clock rolling, minute 35 to go in the third. Beist needs a cutter. Bounces it in to Kirsch, and Kirsch didn't aggressively go after the ball. His mission was to keep Gay from getting it. Montez, he's already got four steals tonight.
Just big enough to stay between just him and the ball and let it go out of bounds.
He has the biggest one they've got, 6'5", 225, and he's got it in the low blocks. Gaines bodies him up. They want to go back into him. JP playing behind him, and there Hurst leans into him, and he tried to go up with a shot, and he's fouled. Kirsch leaned into Gaines, put a shoulder into him twice. Montez with a foul, his first, team third of this quarter.
Got the pass from deep over the top there and then got pinched. Montez got him, though.
And Kirsch makes a free throw. He's got 3 points in the game, all three in this quarter. He comes into this game. He is the second leading scorer. They have one guy in double figures, Pendleton County did, Alex Beist, and Kirsch averaging 10.5 a game. As far as at the free throw line, he's a little better than 50%. So he makes the first one, now he's got another one coming.
There he goes.
And makes both free throws.
71-28, 1 minute left in the third.
Cards with the ball, that big lead. Looking at the zone, Ashford dribbling around top of the key. Goes over to Morrison, his three in and out. Gaines battling, but Merrill got the rebound. Lead pass in, stolen away by Rayshon Hampton, who goes sliding over into the stands. And they're going to say possession two, Pendleton County.
Just tremendous hustle by Rayshon on that. He almost saved it, and once he had stolen it, he couldn't quite get control of it, but dove out of bounds trying to save it.
Pendleton County with the ball. Eli Craig comes in. Breland Morrison out for GRC. A lot of dribbling by Merrill. He goes to the basket, and he finally lulled him to sleep, and he got to the rim and put it in.
Yeah, JP got picked by his own man on that one and was unable to stay with him.
Montez Gay at the horn. Ashford with the assist. He is hitting three times in this game, two lobs, one dunk, this time a handoff and a three at the horn. Cardinals lead big. We go into the fourth quarter, 74-30, GRC on top. Back in 1 minute.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Fourth and final quarter underway. Pendleton County with the ball will set the Cardinal lineup as a step back three by Merrill barely draws iron, and with the run out rebound, Gunner Woods, Euro step to the rim, banked it up and put it in.
Boy, that Euro step got him around the defender who took a swipe, but Gunner popped it in there. Nice, nice drive to the basket after the steal.
Woods joined on the floor by Maddox Campbell, Hampton Taylor. You also got Abram Howard in there and Eli Craig. Jump hook in the lane, and Austin Kirsch got a bucket there. He's now got six, comes in. He's a 10-5 guy on the season. Eli Craig deep in the corner, bounce pass, Maddox Campbell, tough angle, but he shot it over the 6'5 guy for the bucket.
Oh, yeah, as long as you get it up over the rim, it's got a chance to drop, and that one crawled in.
Had a tough, tough angle behind the backboard. Out on the dribble, still dribbling, Luke Gregg. Gregg had a stretch where it was tough going for him in the second quarter. He gets rid of it here, and Bice drives in and throws up the runner. He actually didn't have a shot, and Hamp Taylor may have bailed him out. They're going to call the foul on Eli Craig, his second. That's the first on GRC in this quarter.
Bice to the line for two shots.
78-32, Cards leading big, and Bice unable to roll that free throw in. He has 7 points in the game. Pendleton County only had two at the end of the first quarter and didn't get a whole lot better. The Cards kept the aggression and the energy high and lead big here. 78-33, Howard with the ball, trying to shake free from Bice. He runs into a double team, finds Craig, baseline. Now a three-point shot by Woods off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Howard, left-hand shot good. He couldn't go to his right, Bobby, so he improvised.
Switched hands and got it in, and that's what you practice for. That opportunity to go to the other hand and make a play.
Cards stay man-to-man. Bice feeds Kirsch in the paint, kick it out. Three-point shot off the back iron. Long rebound comes out. Going the other way. Cards two on one. Campbell finished at the rim.
There you go. Got a good pass from Woods as it was a two on one on the run out.
82-33. Cards lead big. Less than 6 minutes to play in this game. Running clock naturally with the score the way it is. Skip pass from the left to the right. Bice drives in. Shot altered by Hamp Taylor, who jerks down the rebounded miss. Did what he needed to do there in the paint at 6'3". They go to Craig. Left side. Three-point shot from the wing. Missed.
Good look. Just didn't fall.
And Wildcats going the other way with the basketball. They look into the post, and they get it in there. Hamp Taylor leaning over the shoulder of the wide body Kirsch. Mentioned his dimensions, 6'5 and 225. Maddox Campbell comes out. The Cards bring Jacob Smith, a senior, in the game for GRC. Smith, a 6'3 senior. Pendleton County, and we've got a whistle foul away from the ball. And they're going to get
defensive foul on Taylor.
Hampton Taylor gets called for the foul. Wildcats keep it on their end of the floor, and wide open is Merrill on a back screen, and he puts it in.
Cards got napping that time, yep. And a nice pass across the lane for an easy deuce there with the Cards not paying attention.
GRC with a skip pass to the left side. Eli Craig bounces it to Taylor. They go across the lane. Gunner Woods hits a three.
Nice pass underneath from Smith out to the wing for the tray from Gunner.
Second three-point by Gunner Woods tonight. He's got 8 points in the game total. Cards up by 50. Wildcats with the ball. Long three by Bice. He hit it. That's his second three. He's at double figures with 11.
Needed a few of those earlier.
5 of 20 shooting for three-point range is Pendleton County. Howard goes over to Woods. See if he likes
he's got
the left side of the floor, and he does.
He is got to he and Rayshon have a feeling tonight.
See if he liked the left side, and he did. He's hit him from the right in the baseline. Now a shot put up by Pendleton County, and that one goes in. That's Luke Gregg, his first three-point shot of the night. Cards will walk it up. 4 minutes to play in this game, 88-41. GRC with a big lead and the ball. Howard left side to Taylor. They go to Eli Craig. His
there
three
go.
Good.
There
needed,
we
to
go.
See, needed to see that.
Yeah,
Eli Craig hit a three.
He's been due.
Last year, the best three-point shooter percentage-wise on the club. This year, had yet to hit one, but he got it right there. Three-point shot launched by Pendleton County comes off with a long rebound to Merrill. Merrill picked up by Howard. They throw the lob, and Eli Craig got the steal, but I believe they're going to get Craig for a push in the back. They do. They say he was leaning hard on Merrill. Third on Eli Craig. Third in this quarter.
Playing that defense on the low post is a challenge for anybody.
They get the ball into Craig, drop it down to Kirsch, and he got position and put it in.
Yeah, just a little bit too strong for Hamp Taylor, given the fact that he got that low post position and used that left hand nicely to get it home.
Abram Howard goes to Hamp Taylor, ball fake. He's going to try to drive in, throws up a two-hand scoop shot, frustrated that he didn't get it in, and going the other way, Pendleton County, and they made him pay with Bice hitting a basket with a leaner in the lane.
2:50 left, cards up 91-45, still got them doubled up.
Well, they had 49 points in the first half without a running clock, so the production even more impressive in the second half because they've had less time, actually. If you look at real time, the three-point shot is missed. Going the other way, Pendleton County. And a long three put up by Merrill missed, and Eli Craig with a rebound for the Cards. Craig holds it up. Bounce pass over to Howard. Left side they go. Smith with a three. Missed it.
Hollow.
I'd like to see him follow his shot. Maybe
come
get
right
it back.
To him.
Yeah. He missed it, and Merrill with a driving layup missed. Smith with a rebound for the Cards. Jacob Smith, one of the seniors on the floor right now. Gunnar Woods driving in. Triple teamed. He's in the paint. Got to get rid of it. He does. Smith has it on the wing. Kick it out, and they reset. Inside of 2 minutes and the clock rolling. On the wing, Gunnar Woods gets a screen from Hamp Taylor. Pick and pop, nothing going. Now Hamp frees himself, goes back to Woods. Gunnar Woods and Taylor, two-man game. Instead, they reverse it right side. Eli Craig dribbles into a double team. Ball fake over to Howard. Point guard will shoot a three, shot it flat, and it hit the back iron. Kicking long, and here comes Pendleton County. Greg, and they're going to put a foul on Howard for that one. That is his first.
Fouls on Abram Howard. That is his first.
And the Cards making some substitutions now. If you dressed out, you got in the game. Craig, Taylor, and Woods go out. For the Cards, they bring in Haddon Cecil and also Abe Mullins and Chase Pace. Free throw is put up and in by Luke Gregg. That is the first free throw, second free throw of this quarter for Pendleton County, and Gregg makes them both. Coach Monroe putting some players in as well. Jay-Z Grayson comes in. Cards with the ball in the big lead. Pace wastes no time about it. He got him a three-point shot. Missed it. Goes down the floor. Got a little grin across his face. It was an open shot, and he's going to take it.
Got a good look.
He got a good look. Jay-Z can't attack as he has the ball deflected out of bounds there by Pace. And with a minute to play in this contest, the Wildcats have it on their end of the floor. Grayson with the ball. Jay-Z Grayson dribbles it out on top. Abram Howard on him. Grayson works it left side at the foul line. Back to Grayson. Perimeter passing by Pendleton County. This Wildcat team won their first three games, then they... After tonight, we'll have dropped three in a row. Jacob Smith with a steal. They throw it to Pace. Smith has it. Work it around the perimeter. Let's see his senior Smith get him another shot off.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
He's got the opportunity if he'll take advantage of it.
Driving in all the way down, shot put up and a foul. Aiden Mullins took it in, and with 16 seconds to play, he'll go to the line.
Abe took it from the top down the right side there, drew the contact, and is shooting two.
And Mullins missed that one. Looking for his first varsity points. Come on, young fella. See what he can do here. He's a freshman. 6'2 freshman, goes 1 of 2 at the line. Cards with 92 points in the game. Wildcats with possession. The waning seconds ticking away, and a three-point shot is missed. On the rebound, Pendleton County. Will they get another shot off? They will not. Horn sounds, and that's the game. George Rogers Clark wins three tonight from Pendleton County. Excuse me, in a final, the varsity game, it's the Cardinals, George Rogers Clark 92, Pendleton County Wildcats 47. 92-47. Bobby and I will take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys basketball team picks up their third win of the season. They're 3-0 as they defeat Pendleton County tonight. The Wildcats, their record goes to 3-3. The Wildcats opened up the year. They won their first three ball games. They have now dropped their last three, and GRC didn't make it real easy on them as the Cardinals led this one from start to finish at 27-2 at the end of the first quarter, 49-17 at halftime. We had a running clock early in the third quarter and then nearly got 100 points in this ball game. And Bobby, this Cardinal team, the best shooting we've seen so far this year. We were waiting for that outside shot to go. The sharing the ball and passing it around, that has not been an issue. That's a coach's dream. But we saw the shooting tonight. The Cards go 13 of 23 outside shooting.
Hey, would you think that during the last few days that we've had a camp cook getting those kids to move that ball? Because they sure moved it. And when they caught it in shooting position beyond the arc, they were squared up. And as you say, those babies were falling tonight.
Cards played very well, and again, Coach Cook got everyone into the ball game. And again tonight, you've got four guys in double figures, and of the 13 players, you know, 11 of them scored in the game. So everybody's getting a little bit of playing time and getting into the action. Looking at some of the team numbers tonight in this ball game, Cardinals go 13 of 23 from three-point shooting. The Wildcats of Pendleton County, 6 of 24. Turnovers in the game, 5 committed by GRC, 21 forced turnovers by Pendleton County. Second chance scoring, Cards didn't miss many shots. So the second chance scoring's down. 6-4 edge still to the Cards in that category. Fast break points 21 to 4 in favor of GRC. Free throw shooting tonight, Cardinals went 10 of 16 at the line, while Pendleton County, they shoot 5 of 6, all of those in the second half. The Wildcats led in scoring and got 13 points tonight from Alex Bias. They had 8 points from Austin Kirsch, 8 points also from Dawson Nichols off the bench. All of Kirsch's came in the second half. 7 points for Luke Gregg, 6 scored in the game by Aiden Merrill, 3 points by Hunter Jack, 2 points scored Hunter Cox, and a host of other players played but failed to score. For the Cardinals in tonight's ball game, 22 points for Malachi Ashford in this ball game, and he hit 4 three-point shots en route to his 22 points. He went 4-for-4 at the free throw line. He's 12-for-12 on the season at the stripe. Rashawn Hampton, he had a breakout game tonight. He hit 4 threes in the first half, had 20 points on the night, scoring 18 of those in the first 16 minutes of play. Other scoring for the Cardinals, 13 points for Breland Morrison, 11 scored by Montez Gay, 11 points for Gunnar Woods. Gunnar Woods hit 3 three-point shots in this game. Other scoring for the Cards, 4 points for Maddox Campbell. He had 3 points for Eli Craig. He hit 1 behind the arc. J.P. Gaines scored 3 as well. 2 points for Abram Howard, 2 points for Hamp Taylor, 1 point scored by Abe Mullen, and we had other Card players that played but failed to score. Again, a big blowout win. The Cards win 92-47. Bobby, we'll take another break here shortly, but we've got tomorrow night off, which is unusual for a Friday. We're back on the air then Saturday.
Saturday we have a 4:30 game in Carlisle against Nicholas County, and we should be on the air at approximately 4:15 for that call.
So we'll be traveling up there to Nicholas County, as Bobby said, so check with us then. We're going to take a 30-second break, just a 30-second break. Coach Cook's coming up. We'll have coach's comments after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m., and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
A 92-47 home victory for the George Roger Clark Cardinal boys basketball team. They improved their record to 3-0 with this win over Pendleton County. The Wildcats, their record goes to 3-3. Coach Josh Cook, the head coach for the Cardinals, picks up a win again tonight and keeps the streak going. Coach, you played a lot of guys. Again, you get 9 guys in the first half, and after you had the tone set, you let everybody get a little bit of the action, but you're getting good contributions.
Yeah, Vince is doing a great job, but, you know, we want to develop a deep basketball team, and, you know, there's some inconsistency at times. I mean, it doesn't mean you're going to get set minutes by any means, but if your number's called in a situation, we want you to be ready to play, and, you know, and that's something we're working to develop. That's something we've done over the years is get guys ready to hopefully, if their number is called, that they're ready to go in and contribute and play at a high level and really not play based on the score. I understand your minutes, whether or not it's the last 4 minutes in the fourth quarter or the first 4 minutes in the second. They all matter and play at a high level and do your job the best of your ability.
You're listening to head coach Josh Cook. This is the second game in a row against Madison Central. You had 16 points on 14 turnovers. Tonight you get 21 points off 21 turnovers. So you're running jump and your traps causing problems.
We're getting better at it. We still got to be a little more disciplined at times, but I think we can be real. I think over time, once we get a better feel of reacting more and moving when the ball's in the air, you're going to see it get better and better because we have a lot of quickness on the floor.
You sure do. A quickness, Montez Gay tonight with 4 steals and a block. You got Rashawn Hampton. He's all over the floor just playing like his hair's on fire. And you had Malachi Ashford going to Gay tonight for at least 4 assists between those two guys. We had 2 lobs. We had a scoop pass, and we had a fast break. So those guys are getting a little chemistry.
Yeah, you know, and those guys are going to play together for a long time. So it's good to see those guys, you know, see those things and build a relationship where they, you know, they learn to play the game without, you know, play the game in a rhythm where you know what the other one's thinking. So, And we're working on some things there and trying to get there. But, you know, I thought overall it's a great job, and very pleased.
Yeah, and your team free throw shooting on the season, you edge over 72% tonight as a club. So, you know, that's going good.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
3 points, you step to the line. 3 points,
you want to be able to step in and hit and, you know, and make those shots. You know, we're going to get better. I'm excited for where we're going to be in a couple months.
Taking off tomorrow, or are we going to be do a walkthrough? Because we got a game Saturday. It's an afternoon game.
Well, tomorrow we'll test the mental toughness. We have, I love our facility. It's a great place. It gets used a lot. So tomorrow we have the state dance and cheer, or one of those two is here this weekend. I think both are, but one of them's tomorrow. So, you know, we got to try to find a place to practice. I think we're going to Baker, so we're going to try to meet. We're going to try to circle around and get in the locker room, watch a little film at the end of the day, and then try to get to Baker and do a light walkthrough and, just try to get prepared to get ready to play Saturday.
Yeah, get a rare Friday off, and it's not really off. It's a time to regroup and reflect. So Coach Cook's got a plan. You don't question a guy that's won 82% of his basketball games here, and he's got a state championship and a state runner-up. He's doing something right, Bobby. So we're going to turn him loose unless you got something you need to ask him.
Looks to me like Camp Cook's got that ball movement, especially on the offensive end, going pretty good. And once you get those steals, regardless of where it is on the court, those guys are sharing the ball. And tonight they really looked like they were comfortable. They were set up once they got it, and they either passed it on or took a wide open shot in rhythm. And Camp Cook is on the prowl. Doing well.
Yeah, this
Cardinal team, I mean, your best shooting effort tonight by far is GRC really lit it up from behind the arc. Cards hit tonight in the ballgame, 13 of 23 from behind three-point range. Coach, we're going to see you on Saturday, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Head coach Josh Cook, his team moves to 3-0 with a 92-47 win. That's going to do it from here at the GRC Arena. Onside engineer Hayes McMakin, thank you so much. Back at the station, Tommy Mullen, we appreciate it. Fine job, tight board. So much appreciated. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Until Saturday at 4:30, so long, everyone.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.